Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. As always, you can see all of our items on our website at www.harboltcompany.com, and our email address is sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572. So, you know me, and you know my speakers, and how I'm always in search of a better speaker or a better set of headphones. And it's funny because I was talking to a friend the other day, and I said, "Oh man, you got to hear this new speaker. This is the best speaker that I've ever heard." And he says, "You say that about every one of them." And I said, "Well, the idea is that I'm out to find a better speaker each time, and so I'm trying to improve myself and improve the products and so forth by trying to find a better speaker or a better pair of headphones every time. So when I do say that, that just means it's better than the one I heard before, and this is no exception. This is literally the best speaker that I have heard yet in this type of a speaker. And so what this is this is by JBL and Harman Kardon. They, of course, they're owned by the same company. So this is called a JBL OnBeat Rumble. Now, we've sold the OnBeat speakers before where it was just a nice speaker. It sounded good. It had a lightning dock on the top, and it was a rechargeable battery and so forth. But this thing right here, this really takes it to like a whole different level. This thing is amazing. Not only is the sound amazing, but it's huge. I mean, it's not a portable speaker. This is a speaker that you put somewhere and you set, and you just leave it. It plugs in through an AC adapter that, of course, it includes. Not only is this a speaker that has stereo drivers inside, so it has two 2.5-inch stereo drivers behind the metal grill. It has a big, nice, cool metal grill on the front. This thing is about 17 inches wide. This big metal grill is orange, and then the unit itself is black, so it looks like it's smiling at you, is what one reviewer said. It looks like it's smiling at you. I think that's kind of cool. Anyway, so you've got the two 2.5-inch drivers that push out the mids and the highs, but then you have a 4.5-inch downfiring subwoofer that punches out the lows. And when I mean punches out, it punches. I've got this set up in my living room. My living room is a pretty good sized room, and this is right next to my recliner on my little end table. And this thing, when this is on, I mean, you can feel it across the house. It just really, really punches. And it's powered by 50 watts. It's got a 50 watt amplifier in it. Like I mentioned, it's 17 inches wide. It's about 6 or 7 inches tall. Like I said, you're not gonna, be carrying this with you. And it's about 8 inches deep from front to back. And their tagline on this unit is, "This ain't your daddy's boombox." And that is definitely a true statement. This ain't your daddy's boombox. This thing is incredible. This is retails for $480. They're very proud of the speaker, but they should be, because the sound that comes out of it is amazing. So here's the different connection options that you have. Before, with the OnBeats that we had, you basically had the dock that you could dock your iPhone or iPad or whatever in. It was a lightning dock. And then you had the USB or the 3.5 millimeter auxiliary on the back, and that was it. This one, you actually still have a dock on the top that when you don't want to use it, you can just fold it down. It folds right down inside the unit, and you don't even hardly know it's there. But not only does it have the dock, it has Bluetooth. So this is a Bluetooth speaker as well, and it has really good Bluetooth sound, I might say, as well. And And it also still has the USB port on the back to charge the device of any sort. And you could also stream your music through your iPhone or iPad through that USB cable if you so chose. So it's got the Bluetooth. It's got the dock on the top for the wireless. The dock is big enough that it will take an iPad. They say an iPad mini. It looks like it possibly could even take a bigger iPad, but they really just say iPad mini. So it definitely will take all of the iPhones that are the newer ones with the Lightning port, and it will actually take them even if they're in a case. The Lightning port itself is raised up a little bit, so you can actually dock your devices even if they're in a case. So that's pretty cool there. Also, not only do you have the Bluetooth, not only do you have the dock, not only do you have the USB on the back, but you also have the 3.5 millimeter auxiliary in the back as well, and you have a headphone jack. So you could actually plug in a pair of headphones, listen to whatever through your headphones. So, and then of course you have your AC adapter in the back as well. Now the speaker itself is a really cool looking speaker. It weighs about 10 pounds, so it's really well made. It has about an inch and a half, inch and a quarter bass ports in the back. They're backfiring bass ports, and when this thing gets to rocking, you can really feel the air pumping out of there. The other cool thing that when you first dock your device, if you don't dock it, you can still download this, but it does come with an app on the App Store. So when you first dock your device, if you dock it, it'll come up and say there's an app that will work with the speaker. And so you can go to the App Store and you can download the app, or you can just go to the App Store and download it without docking your device. But it's called, if you go to the App Store and you type in JBL Music, then it should be the first one to come up. And so what that app does is it actually gives you the ability to add some files and songs and things to make your own playlists inside this app. But it also has an AirPlay feature, so you could actually use it as an AirPlay on this JBL Rumble. And it also has some more equalizer settings. Now, most of the app is accessible. There is one part of the app that's not accessible, and that's actually getting to the spot where the music EQ is. And I'll get to that here in a minute. There is a little bit of a workaround, and there's a couple different ways that you can do it without sight. Unfortunately, that is not accessible when VoiceOver is on, so you actually have to turn VoiceOver off to be able to really get to that, or have somebody sighted do it for you. But I will show you the workaround here in a minute. Now, on the front, you have some controls on the front top. All the way to the left, you have an indented button, and that is your power or your standby. One thing I really like about this speaker, in the past, a lot of the JBL speakers and other speakers for that matter, if they don't detect an audio signal after a certain number of minutes, they shut themselves off. This one does not do that. I have my iPod docked, and I can walk away for for an hour or so, and I can come back and I can just use. I actually have one of these little Bluetooth remotes, and I recommend you guys getting one of these if you're going to have something continuously docked, because the remote really makes it handy. This is the little remote that JJ on Blind Bargains advertises. You can get them on Amazon, you can get them on Blind Bargains or whatever. But what it is basically it turns your iPod or your iPhone or whatever into it's a Bluetooth remote that you pair up with your iPhone or iPod, and then you can control it with You can control it while it's docked in the speaker. One thing I was a little bit disappointed in is a speaker that, you know, costs this much. You really would kind of hope that they would give you a remote control with it. And so I was really pretty surprised that there was no remote control with it. But getting one of these Bluetooth remotes will definitely kind of circumvent that and take the place of the fact that there's not one with it. So, and I'll kind of show you how that works here in a minute. But I do like the fact it doesn't shut itself off. I don't have to go turn it back on and before I can play music again. It just doesn't go off after a certain number of minutes like the old ones did. So that's kind of nice. But anyway, you do have that button all the way to the left that is the this is on the top front edge, and the button all the way to the left is indented, and that is the standby or the power button. And then there's a button to the right of that that's actually not indented, but it's actually kind of bulges out. So these are all easy to feel buttons. That is your mode button. That will switch back and forth between Bluetooth, between the dock, between the 3.5 millimeter auxiliary. And so, that is what that button does. Now, it seems to be that the speaker is so intelligent that it will detect what signal is what, and a lot of times I don't ever even have to press that button. So, but I think if you were going to plug in via 3.5 millimeter auxiliary, you probably would have to press that button to change that. So that's what that button does. And then to the right of that is your volume up and down. Now you can control the volume of the speaker via this button here, or I'll show you in a minute you can control it with the remote control that I have that you can actually pick up, you know, independently from you know, from somewhere else. But if you press both the down and the up arrow, well, these are, it's kind of like a long bar. So it's kind of like a, about an inch long, bar button. So the left side of the button is the down volume and the right side is the up volume. And if you press both of those at the same time, then it mutes the speaker. So, you know, it gives you a little bit of mute there. So that's cool. And then the button to the right of that is your bass boost button. So that will actually kick in the sub a little bit more and give you a little more bass. I always leave mine on. And then the button to the right of that will switch between club and basic. So it's an EQ, kind of an EQ button, but it gives you two settings. I've actually found that of all the settings, that I think basic is the one I prefer the most. Even after going through the ones in the app, I think basic still probably sounds the best, and a lot of the reviewers out there also agree. So, but that button, you can press that, and that will switch it between club mode and basic. And so club just kind of makes the speaker sound a lot more open, and so it kind of, it just, I'll kind of show you here in a minute what it sounds like with club mode, but it's a little bit of a different sound. It kind of opens things up a little bit, and I don't know, it just makes it sound a little bit different. So I'm gonna go ahead and get my voiceover turned on my iPod here.
2:07 p.m.
Okay, so I've got the voiceover on my iPod.
Open camera button. Unlock button.
I'm gonna go and show you the
calculator. Tap C. Calculator. Top. Music. Spot. Music. Page 2 of 2. JBL Music.
Okay, so there's the app that will download, and it's called JBL Music. And if you go into that,
JBL Music button. Button. Rumble.
So,
AirPlay button. See your library.
You've got your AirPlay option. You've got your library where you can add, songs and stuff to the library. Which I don't really understand why they have this, because the songs in your iPod or your iPhone, you can access those without having to go through the library or the playlist area inside this app. So I'm not sure exactly why they have that, but they do, and I don't mess with it because I get the same result from just playing the ones on my iPod.
Button bar settings. Button bar app. Button.
There's some different buttons you can click around in here, but there's really nothing that does anything of value. The only thing that you might want is the EQ settings I was telling you about. And if you swipe over, it says Rumble, and that's, if you go to the bottom right, it says JBL logo, and if you swipe to the left, Rumble. It says Rumble, and that's basically telling you that that's the type of speaker that you have docked, that you have the iPod docked to at this point. If I was to pull that iPod out of the dock, it would, that word Rumble would go away, and it wouldn't say anything. This app actually works with other JBL speakers, and so it just will tell you which speaker you're connected to. Now, to get to the music EQ, you have to click on that Rumble. And I'll show you, though, what happens if we click on it in VoiceOver.
Bottom bar setting, Rumble. 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 Bottom bar settings.
Nothing. Rumble. That's exactly what happens. Nothing.
Bottom bar settings.
So, and that's where you need to go to get to the music EQ. You can even try the press and hold, and
bottom bar settings. Rumble.
That doesn't do it either. So the idea is that
airplay button. Rumble.
We have to access that, or you have to touch that Rumble button in order to get the music EQ with the different music settings brought up. So the only way to do this is to basically guess, and I can kind of tell you a little bit on where it is, and if you are real concerned about it, you could actually have a sighted person put a dot, like a little lock dot, on the part of the screen where that word Rumble is when VoiceOver is off, so you know to, that's where you need to touch. Now, I just go by just kind of guessing, because I had my assistant tell me kind of where it is. So starting from the home button, if you go up about an inch, and then you go over to the right just a tad,
Rumble,
that's where it is. So what I do, and I don't always get it the first time, so bear with me, because I'm probably not going to get it the first time, but I will turn off VoiceOver by pressing the home button three times.
VoiceOver off.
And then I'll go up with my finger, and I'll just kind of guess on the screen where I touch. About an inch, and then over a little bit. And then I'll turn VoiceOver back on.
VoiceOver on. JBL Music EQ.
Wow, I got it the first time. Look at that.
JBL Rumble.
Okay, so now you see Rumble, and then right below it,
Music EQ.
You see Music EQ.
Upgrade.
You also see Upgrade. That just checks to see if there's an upgrade to the app, which I think is kind of weird, because the App Store will check and tell you if there's an upgrade to the app. So I don't know why you have to go through here to do it. But if you go to Music EQ,
Music EQ.
Tap on that.
Rumble.
Then that will bring up our different options.
Music EQ, JBL Rumble, JBL Rumble, Music EQ, button.
Okay, so
button, selected, EQ basic.
These are your different options, and of course they all don't list exactly what they are, but I will tell you what they are.
Button.
Okay?
Music EQ.
So the first one you have,
button.
Right there, it says button. And I think you can, I don't know if we can label these in the new iPhone, I guess we can, but that is, let me just confirm.
Button, selected, button, EQ movie, bottom bar back, button bar
back. Okay,
bottom bar,
that's club mode.
Bottom bar back, button, EQ movie, button, selected, button, music EQ.
Okay, so right under music EQ, the first button that you hear, when you hear button, if you swipe to the right,
Button.
That's club mode. Now, you can get to that with the button, so you don't necessarily have to go into music EQ to get to club mode. The next one, if you swipe to the right,
button.
That's rock. And that one actually sounds pretty good. I'm kind of been fluctuating between rock and the basic. I think they both sound pretty good. The rock's going to give you a little bit more highs than basic. So some people might want more of a balanced sound. A basic is probably going to give you more of a balanced sound. Then if you swipe to the right of rock,
button. button.
You have another button, and that is jazz, okay? And that one, I wasn't crazy about that one, but, you know, like I said, everybody's ears are different. Swiping in to the right.
Collected. EQ basic. Button.
And then you have basic. Now, that's what it's set on now, and you can use the button on the unit to actually get to basic. You can get to basic and club with the button on the unit. Now, swipe to the right one more time.
Button.
And that is gaming mode. Gaming actually sounds pretty good. It's not bad, but I have to feel that if it's in gaming mode, then it's not really meant for music. So I've kind of stayed away from that, but it actually doesn't sound that bad. And then the last one is, and it actually says it's movie, EQ movie, if you're watching a movie with this. So those are your equalizer settings, and that's how you get to them without sighted assistance. Now, like I said, I don't get it right every time, and I got lucky that it actually worked the first time and I was able to touch exactly where I needed to, but it doesn't always work that way. So let's fire this baby up and let you guys hear it. Now, like I said, I've got this little Bluetooth remote, and and I'll leave that up there so I can switch between some of these and see if you guys can maybe hear the differences between some of the EQ sounds. But what's cool about this remote is that not only does it give me the option to go back and forth between tracks, it also gives me the option to go up and down with the volume. It also gives me the option to play and pause. But the main thing that it does that is probably the coolest part of it is it allows me to use Siri to get to my music. So I don't ever have to reach over to my iPod, or I don't ever have to use the Hey Siri or whatever. I can just use my remote and it will do it. So I'll show you what I'm talking about. So we'll say we're ready and we want to hear some pop music. I can just press this middle button of this remote. Shuffle pop.
Looking for pop.
And now we've got pop music playing. And the bass is so cool on this speaker. And then I can play and pause it with this remote. I can turn the volume up. I can play and pause it. The one thing that's cool is because the speaker itself is so wide, you do still get some good decent stereo separation. A lot of times in these speakers like this that are smaller, more compact, you don't get the stereo separation, but with this one, you do get some decent stereo separation. Thing gets as loud as you want it to go, and one guy even said that it hurt his ears so bad he couldn't even turn it up all the way because it hurt his ears. So we go to a different song here. And not only is the bass so nice on the speaker, but it's so clear. Chris Isaak's doing an MTV Unplugged.
I never dreamed that I'd look
This thing definitely fills up a room. Let me go to another song. So I like the remote because it gives me all the control I need. I can even turn off voiceover with it if I want to. I can say, turn off voiceover.
Voiceover, okay. I turned off voiceover.
So, like I said, we're in basic mode now. You guys want to try to hear what the difference is. You just hear how nice and clear it is. This is a great sound speaker. So let's go ahead. I'm going to put this into club mode. So you guys can hear what club mode sounds like. I'm going to press the button over here on the right. That's club mode. And that's basic. Let's see if I get to a song where we can... That's club mode. That's basic. So it just kind of opens it up a little bit in club mode. Now bass boost. I'm gonna turn off bass boost. You can tell it definitely takes away a little bit of the bass. Put the bass boost back on. So I'm going to go ahead and turn on voiceover. I'm going to let you hear a few of the different EQ settings. Turn voiceover on.
Okay, I turned on voiceover.
Okay, so now I'm going to go up here to the okay, so I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to do rock because you've heard basic and you've heard club. So this is rock. You can really just feel the air coming out of the back of the speaker. Now, I'm going to go ahead. The cool thing about this remote, it's Bluetooth, so you don't have to point it at the unit. You can have it just pointed anywhere. I'm going to go ahead and put it on jazz. So there's jazz.
EQ basic. Button.
I'm going to put it on gaming.
Select it. Button.
There's gaming. Like I said, gaming doesn't sound too bad. and then I'll put it on movie.
EQ movie button. Selected. EQ movie.
Yeah, I don't think movie sounds good at all with music, because I think what it's trying to do is really push the vocals up front so you'd be able to hear dialogue. So I'm either... So I'm either stuck between basic or rock are the two that I favor. So... of course, it's hard for you guys to hear how good this thing sounds through the recording, but just trust me, this thing is amazing. 50 watts of power, two and a half inch drivers, as well as a 4.5 inch downfiring subwoofer. It does have rubber feet on the bottom to keep it lifted up off and keep from scratching and moving around. This thing weighs about 10 pounds, so it's definitely, if it didn't have that rubber foot, those rubber feet definitely could slide around. So this thing is probably one of the most amazing, speakers that I've ever heard. And this is the only, one of the only times I'm going to tell you this, that I will guarantee you that if you do not like this speaker, you can send it back to me and I will give you a full refund. It's not a cheap speaker. It's not going to be cheap on our website. It's not going to be $480 like it's retail for, but it's also not going to be cheap. But if for some reason you guys got this and you really honestly didn't like this speaker, I would totally take it back in a heartbeat and give you your money back. No questions asked, because that's how much I believe in this speaker. I've heard a lot of good audio equipment in doing and starting this company and working through this with this company and getting all this stuff in here. And I know good audio when I hear it, and I know good equipment, and this thing is one of the best, in my opinion, if not the best that I have ever heard. So I hope you guys could get enough of the demonstration and get enough hearing out of the demonstration that you could appreciate it. If not, trust me, when you get it, it'll sound a million times better in person. And so you will not be disappointed. These are brand new in the box. We've only got a couple of them, of course, because I kept one. So we've only got a couple to sell. If you guys have any questions, this is the JBL OnBeat Rumble Bluetooth speaker with the 3.5 millimeter auxiliary, has the lightning dock on top. It has the headphone jack on the back as well. It has a USB port for charging devices and streaming music through. It has the EQ settings. It has the bass boost. It has about everything you could want in a really amazing speaker. It's not a little speaker, so you do have to have some decent space in order to set this. But this is definitely a speaker that you could put in a living room, in a bedroom, and it would definitely take up that whole area with music and really fill it up nicely. So if you guys have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-633-2572, and our website is www.harboltcompany.com. As always, we appreciate you, and we'll catch you next time.